This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Healthcare and Technology Channels. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience simply at eHealth Radio. Today, we are speaking with Rhonda Collins, MSN, RN, who is the Chief Nursing Officer for Vocera Communications, the leading provider of real-time intelligent communication solutions for mission-critical mobile environments. Rhonda, certainly a privilege to have you with us today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you, Eric. I appreciate the opportunity.
And the pleasure is certainly ours as well. So tell us a little bit about Vocera for starters.
Okay, I think the most succinct way to say this is that Vocera uses communication technology to connect people across the healthcare experience. And we, by people, we mean patients and healthcare providers. We are deployed fully in over 1,200 hospitals all across the country and actually all across the world. And we really believe that Vocera makes a difference in the lives of patients and those who care for the patients, quite frankly.
And how does Vocera impact the patient's experience?
Well, I can back up to say that, you know, the patient experience is usually driven by what they personally experience as far as how quickly their needs are met, how quickly they get communication from their physicians and from their nurses. And what Vocera does is eliminate all of the extra steps, the extra phone calls, the extra efforts it takes to take care of that patient, and allows the caregiver to spend more time with the patient at the bedside while communicating directly with those who have a need to know or have a need to be able to facilitate the patient through the healthcare system. It's complicated, and patients do struggle with all of the complicated environment and where they should go and who they should talk to and what the conversation should be. And Vocera really helps to streamline that behind the scenes so the caregivers can actually spend time with that patient and get them where they need to be. Communication is a significant issue in our healthcare systems today. 80% of all medical errors are attributed to failures in communication, whether that's a failure of omission or a failure of commission. It's a major issue. When we do root cause analysis in the hospitals, just to understand why did an error happen or how did this happen, in 97% of the time, communication will be listed as one of the contributing factors. So it's a really significant issue that we're solving in this with Vocera technology.
If you would, describe the secure text messaging capability provided by Vocera and how healthcare professionals use the technology.
Sure. Secure texting is certainly something that has to be deployed all across the healthcare environment. The latest statistic last year was something like 82% of physicians were using their personal phones to text patient information on to other physicians or within their physician group, et cetera. And, of course, in light of that, there has to be solutions to enable critical information to pass but yet meets the criteria of patient-protected information. So Vocera has released an application for smartphones that can be loaded on the physician or caregiver's personal phone and allows that secure environment where they can send information back and forth without fear of violating anyone's confidentiality. It's really a much-needed and wonderful asset to physicians exchanging information in a rapid environment.
Today we are with Rhonda Collins, MSN, RN, who is the Chief Nursing Officer for Vocera Communications, a leading provider of real-time intelligent communication solutions for mission-critical mobile environments here on eHealth Radio's Healthcare and Technology Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Rhonda, what is the population health and how does Vocera enable it?
Population health, of course, is just understanding that we care for patients both inside and outside the acute care hospital. Part of caring for patients is ensuring the continuum of the information or the communication across the entire system from the physician's office until the patient goes home. And Vocera is committed over the past 3 years that we've expanded our offerings, so not only do we address what happens inside the hospital or the communication that takes place inside the hospital, but we enable communication with the patient as they're discharged to have either video or electronically access discharge information, so when they go home that they have that readily available. Vocera is no longer just a badge company or just a hands-free wearable device. We have very robust and fully deployed applications on smartphones. We have patient teaching applications that, again, follow the patient from before they're admitted to the hospital until after they go home.
Tell me, what do nurses think about the secure text messaging technology?
Well, as I said a bit ago, at least 80% of all physicians are using their smartphones to text information. Now, I don't think any of us are naive enough to believe that they're only texting each other. The latest statistics tell us that nurses, about 68% of nurses, admit to using their personal cell phones texting patient information back and forth. So what we have employed here is a means so nurses and physicians can discuss a patient's care in a secure, HIPAA-protected environment and in a rapid, more seamless way move that patient through the system. One of the huge delays that both physicians and nurses face is the issue of delays, delay of care, delay of transfer, and it's simply because they don't have a seamless or smooth way to communicate with each other. Vocera has now provided this secure texting to allow this.
Certainly interesting information, and it's exciting to see what Vocera is doing in the space. What's next up for Vocera in conclusion?
Well, we will continue to roll out a more robust suite of solutions and choices that will enable real-time communication. We are absolutely committed to the patient's engagement and how the patient now communicates with their healthcare providers, ensuring that from the moment that patient is either directly admitted to the ED with an event or they choose to enter the hospital for a surgical procedure, that they have all of the information they need, that their condition is communicated effectively across the entire spectrum of the healthcare experience, and they have access to either videos of their physicians and nurses or online information on how to care for themselves at home. We are a major technology company, and we will be at HIMSS, the annual meeting that is upcoming in April. And at that time, we will announce further enhancements to our suite of capabilities.
Well, Rhonda, tell our listeners where they can get more information and find Vocera online.
All right. We are available at www.vocera.com, Vocera, V-O-C-E-R-A. We have videos, we have white papers, we have publications. You can read all about Vocera and our customers' experience using our technology.
Well, once again, Rhonda, thanks for taking the time to be with us here today on eHealth Radio, and all the best to you and Vocera.
Thank you, Eric. I appreciate this opportunity.
And the pleasure certainly ours. Come back anytime. We've been speaking with Rhonda Collins, MSNRN, who is the Chief Nursing Officer for Vocera Communications, the leading provider of real-time intelligent communication solutions for mission-critical mobile environments. And once again, the website of reference is vocera.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Healthcare and Technology Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.